What is up? You are listening to WMFO 91.5 Radio FM, WMFO.org.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible radio. Here we are with a amazing collection of guests. Some regulars. Others.
Others
being
new.
Dalton. But we're ready for an excellent show. Lots of topics coming up. Lots of highly academic, intellectual debate. Extremely academic. And no fake news. And none of that stuff at all. Just kidding, we'd probably violate that rule. But, you know.
This is the realest radio on the radio.
Like,
I just wanted to make that clear.
Just real in another sense, you know what I mean? Another sense of the word. You know what I mean?
Like, not truthful, not that sense.
Like not the dictionary definition.
Real as in from the heart.
From the heart.
From this radio is from the heart. As such, you will hear some alternative facts in context of the heart.
I would like to introduce my guest today. Let's start with Dalton. He's a guy. What's up? He runs cross country for Tufts University. He also additionally enjoys indoor track and, fun fact, outdoor track. So yeah, there you go.
Now Dalton, is it true? Make sure you gotta talk into the mic, by the way. But Dalton, so I heard that you were gonna be training not only for cross country, but for the World Fencing Championship.
I cannot confirm nor deny that at this time.
Not confirmed or denied.
Pleading the fifth.
Pleading the fifth. Next up, we have Matt Denieri, a esteemed guest on Anything Is Possible. A wonderful man. And he's wearing a fire sweater. I wish you could see it. What's up, man?
You know, just out here collecting this rare and base swag. You already know.
No doubt.
Doing well.
How was your day, dude? What'd you do?
It was pretty good, you know. I ate some food.
Always
did
good.
Did some class.
That's good, too.
Did a little of this stuff where you type on the computer.
Typing on the computer.
Yeah, yeah. Big things. Big things going on.
Big guy over here. You got a computer. Ha ha. I don't know what that is. Anyways, we got Lance HK back on the show. What's up, dude?
It's always a pleasure to be on here.
Always it's a pleasure to have you, man.
We really love having you here.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, it's Mango Madness is going around, and I'm just trying to be the people's guide through it all.
Mango Madness. Next up, Jackson Mim.
Always happy to be here as well. I just want to say, James, you have a phenomenal show here. Every week.
Hey, what do you know? Anything is possible. I'm just saying. And finally, Matt McDermott.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the show as well. Hey.
All right. So here's our first segment. This is going to be a new take, a fresh take.
A fresh perspective?
Fresh perspective. That's the word I'm looking for right now. Dalton, do you take the stand?
Yes, I do.
How do you feel about the squirrel problem on campus?
I am outraged at the squirrel problem. You know, sometimes I like to make a little shortcut in a particular place on campus. It's right next to the Latinx house. Mm-hmm. And one day, a squirrel just stared at me. It didn't run away like a normal
mm-hmm.
squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
It stared at me
mm-hmm.
straight into my soul.
R.I.P.
These squirrels, I mean, they think that they can just take up so much space, and the squirrel spreading of, you know, blocking our paths wherever we are is, you know, I don't think it's okay.
I think it's the next big social justice outrage, you know what I mean? Like squirrel privilege, rabbit pit privilege, you know what I mean? These animals think they can just trespass on other people's property because they're not human or something like that. Like,
bro, it's
ridiculous.
It's complacency. It's squirrel cultural complacency.
We're letting the squirrels take our homes. We're letting the squirrels take our jobs.
There used to be
people, hardworking Americans, who worked minimum wage, got up every day, loved their job, got up, went to work, ate some grass, went home, benched, drank 30 Coors, went to bed, just repeated every day.
Red-blooded Americans, the life water of our nation.
These squirrels are taking our jobs.
They're freeloaders.
When do we hold the American government responsible?
We're gonna cut down the trees.
For making a stand against the squirrels. It's gotten to a point where you have to start asking questions.
And you're not gonna, they won't even say it. Monaco won't even say the word.
Monaco will not address, look at his latest press interview. He was asked point blank on multiple occasions.
Our furry friends, about the squirrels. He won't say the word.
I think his publicist must have instructed him to simply not address the problem, because he has blocked and circled every single question regarding the squirrels.
Jackson, what's your take?
My take is radical, I'm going to say it, radical squirrel terrorism.
Thank you.
Biggest problem in this country right now. I don't understand. Nobody wants to say it.
The right won't talk about it. The left won't talk about it. There's too much money in politics.
And this has caused this problem.
Absolutely.
Nuts. There's big bucks for these nuts.
We got to take back our nuts. There are nuts.
Dude. It's unbelievable. The lobbying, the special interest groups, all these factors play into our congressman. You call your congressman's office, I dare you. To all the listeners out there, I have a personal challenge to pose to you. Call your local representative. Ask him about the squirrels. And I want you to make a Twitter. Let's get this trending. Hashtag, what's up with the squirrels? All right?
You heard it
and put what your local congressman says about squirrels. I guarantee it is nothing stance-worthy. They will not give you a straight answer about the squirrels.
And it's like it's only a matter of time before the congressmen themselves
are squirrels. The thing about this is that nobody is thinking of the children.
What about the kids? What kind of world are we trying to leave for them?
With the squirrels and the kids and the squirrels.
Bro, if you take the average weight,
of a squirrel,
of an average squirrel today, it is double that
of an average child.
Exactly. There's not an infinite amount of nutrients in this world.
It's absurd. The number of squirrels, you multiply that by 100, you get the gram formula mass of that, okay? Chemistry. Now you take that and you basically just have a bunch of kids that you don't have because they're all squirrels, you know?
Think of how many more Oreos these kids could have if we didn't have this ridiculous squirrel outbreak.
Think of the African child that could be African children that could be saved.
Think about
if
Karn.
Our congressman Karn had the courage and the cojones to stand up and talk about the squirrels.
Anyways,
I would like to segue into the next point of conversation.
We got a next point of topic here.
I would like to propose a wild theory, and that theory would be that LinkedIn is the most useless form of social media.
Did you not get your job this summer off LinkedIn?
I'm going to retweet
Agreed.
Wait.
I'm gonna say it like this, all right? I just recently requested, and I think four other people on the men's cross-country team just recently requested a gold medalist, two-time gold medalist in the 800-meter. World record holder in the 800-meter run. And he accepted my LinkedIn request.
Oh, my God.
Like, what is this?
I don't think that's an issue with LinkedIn. How could you be trashing LinkedIn when your summer career was solely thanks to LinkedIn?
It wasn't, though. It was another job posting site.
You didn't get your job off LinkedIn?
No, I didn't.
I also did not get my job off LinkedIn.
Yeah.
LinkedIn could be a place for like great discussion stuff like this, and like it could be used. There could be a completely new LinkedIn but it's just a show.
It's professional Google Plus because nobody checks. You know?
Yeah.
The feed is useless. It's just all about the friend network, and then it doesn't let you, like, it limits you to 140 characters. The most important feature of LinkedIn is finding somebody at an employer that you're looking to work at, and you can only send in 140 character messages and intro, and that's the whole point of LinkedIn is being able to reach out to people.
I think the fact LinkedIn doesn't have a good set of cultural norms yet. Like,
right.
My ex-girlfriend tried to network with my mom on LinkedIn. She tried to add my mom as a friend or as a connection or wherever the LinkedIn version is at.
Right.
It's like,
nah.
Is that, I mean, would that be the norm on Facebook? I don't think so. Is that the norm?
I think that's the norm on Facebook.
But this was years after.
It's more normal on LinkedIn than Facebook.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's a set up societal definition of what is normal and what is not normal on LinkedIn.
Would you be friends with your ex-girlfriend's mom on Facebook?
No, absolutely not. And I definitely would not friend her years after.
What about Twitter? Would you follow her on Twitter?
Absolutely not.
Instagram?
Latina mom, you gotta say yes.
There you go.
There you have it.
And there you have it. LinkedIn. The greatest thing about it.
Is everyone in a nice professional photo in their profile picture.
And they get to just not brag. Not just everyone. Like, it's like outright. It is outright. You are trying to make yourself look as impressive as possible. Whereas social media, you're trying to, well, I don't know, impress, but convey your personality. It's an interesting take there.
I think they're both different ways of branding.
Yeah,
definitely trying to impress people with Instagram 100%. And Facebook too.
Whole just different way of impressing.
In a different way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think 100%. A Snapchat story, especially from people who story a lot, not one of those people personally, but that is the most real. I think the next tier of real would be like maybe Facebook, and then Instagram is the most fake.
Facebook's way faker than Instagram, I feel like. Someone writes a paragraph on Facebook, it's like, I don't normally talk about
blank,
and it's just like different. Block.
Hey, it's talking versus just writing a little caption, you know what I mean? It's just a different dynamic.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? It's like Snapchat, literally a snapshot of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not a doctored photo that you set up and planned and did something for the gram.
No, there's definitely like posting anxiety. People definitely are
think through
their posts. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, for sure. I do that shit.
I think people who Snapchat story often are less likely to care that much about what they story. Like the barrier to entry on what they story is much lower.
Right.
Therefore, they're more likely to present a real look into what their life is. However, right. I will counterpoint myself and state that a person I know on Snapchat posts a very different life about themselves on their story. And this person posts every day. You know, it's one of those people.
You talking about me?
It's one of those people, but I know for a fact that that is not how their life is playing out on a daily basis.
Someone who posts a lot?
Yeah, someone who posts on Snapchat and a lot is posting a very different life than the one they actually live.
Because the other thing is, if you, like, it seems like the more that you post more frequently, then there's, like, less... There's less meaning to each post that you have.
I agree.
It's kind of just like filler stuff.
I agree, but
it's like
I think in theory that is true as well, but offering a counter example, this one specific case does not hold true to that theory.
Gotcha.
There you go. We got a lot of topics today. We're pushing through some very deep stuff, but in the meantime, I'm going to leave you with a tune for the next 3.5 minutes. This song is called Dumb Surfer. It's about a surfer who's dumb.
He's just dumb.
Stupid.
Definitely, that's the only meaning of it. But no, just kidding. Anyways, this is Dumb Surfer by Kring Krul. I hope you enjoy. I hope you really enjoy. I hope you like just like finish listening to the song and you're just like, all right, wow. I had a good time listening to that one. So yeah, hope you enjoy. See you in a bit. Stay tuned. We're back on WMFO 91.5 radio.
Hey. Yeah, boy.
You know what's interesting is like how fast people have biked in the past. It's ridiculous. This guy in 1990 went 167 miles per hour on a flat surface. Motor paced. Like, he was going alongside a car.
How?
But just had a dope bike and just did the hardest sprint of his life.
Was this the guy? If, I feel like he was, if he was, when people say motor paced, that means they were behind. He wasn't biking.
He wasn't towed. He was motor paced.
No, he wasn't towed, but right. he was in the airfoil.
Right, exactly.
He was drafting.
Yes, motor paced, yeah.
Yeah, so. No, and that'll suck you. Like, he could have probably gone fast. Like, you can go faster than that. Probably
100%. This guy, who was towed to 100 miles per hour on a custom-made 1 million pound bicycle on a bicycle treadmill, achieved 207.9 miles per hour.
Holy cow.
It's pretty good.
Wow.
What exactly is a bicycle treadmill?
Good question.
It's rollers. They have, like, I guess they got, like, just, like, these rolling things that you can just ride a bike on, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's probably, like, well-designed. Oh, yeah?
I've ridden on one before, yeah. There's two rolling things in the back that the back wheel sits, and it stays between those two.
Right.
And the front tire is just on one rolling cylinder, and you just stay up with your inertia. So when you bike, you just stay in place, and the wheels below you move.
Right.
And there's just, like, tension in them so that they keep you upright.
That's remarkable. Damn.
So are those wheels moving the opposite way to keep you from, like, going forward, or?
Yeah, those free spin. So the bike tires spin those, and it goes into some rubber bands that kind of move around while you ride.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to all the bicycle treadmill fans of Anything Is Possible.
Every single one of them.
People who love riding on bicycle treadmills and also listening to the show Anything Is Possible on WMFR Radio. Very, those are my kind of people.
Very big Venn diagram.
It's a great community out there.
It's a surprising community, the dedication they have for the sport and also this show.
Just happens to be. You know?
They are some of our most loyal listeners. I mean, shout out all the cyclists who listen to WMFO. You guys are the best. And so is everyone else. They're also the best.
Additionally, shout out to Eric Barone. This guy rode a bicycle downhill. It was a prototype bicycle.
Oh, is this the guy on the volcano? Snow. On the
and volcano? He did it on a volcano. But he achieved 138 miles per hour while riding a prototype bicycle on snow, and achieved 107 while riding on a prototype bicycle down a volcano.
So, like, riding down the lava as it dried?
Yeah.
Really?
There's a volcano dragon behind him too.
Oh, okay. That's extra motivation.
Yeah, and it also changes the air pressure. The dragon has so much mass that it draws more air towards it,
which means gravity, right? Well,
and less drag effect is actually the main component.
In time, slowed down the closer you get to the dragon.
Exactly.
So it really slows you down.
So
overall,
since the time is slowed down, we judge velocity on meters per second.
Yeah.
But since the second is going slower, that means more meters can be traveled in the slower amount of time.
Yeah.
Therefore, indirectly increasing your actual velocity.
Yeah.
So he basically time traveled then.
Well, it's not so much time travel as it is. Think of how when you go near a black hole, since black holes distort time and space, you're able to shave actual distances off your total journey, not by going through the black hole, but just traveling near it.
Yeah, because if you orbit around it.
Exactly. So Han Solo in the Kessel Run, and you'll often hear this as a critique of the Star Wars scientific background, because Han Solo says he made the Kessel Run in less than 9 parsecs.
12 parsecs.
12 parsecs.
12 parsecs.
And people oftentimes say, well, Star Wars isn't that good a show, or isn't that good a movie. Their science is stupid, because parsecs is a unit of distance and not time. However, if they actually look into it, he made it in under 12 parsecs because the Kessel Run is a series of black holes, and he went so close to all these black holes that, in fact, in making this run, he traveled less than 12 parsecs.
Yeah, it was because of his navigational skill that he was able to traverse this course in minimum distance.
He was able to go so close to the black holes and pilot so skillfully that he actually shaved distance a significant amount of distance off his actual travel.
It's remarkable.
It's crazy. Han Solo, legendary pilot.
Han Solo, Millennium Falcon, fastest ship in the fleet.
When Han Solo is behind the wheel.
You guys ever thought
anything is possible?
The Han Solo, the stormtroopers must have seen that thing as like a souped up Honda Accord. Like that
100%.
That thing was a cargo ship that just had spoilers.
It was
and
a freighter.
Big engine swap. Apparently, you know the shape of it? It's like if you imagine your hand going like this, I'm doing the Spock salute. If you it's got a slit in the middle. Supposedly, it was because it was a freighter ship, it was meant to be picking up shipping containers in that hole in between the two parts of the front of it.
Exactly.
And that was the reason behind the shape of it.
I mean, that's the reason why, if you remember in episode 4, the first time Luke Skywalker sees the Millennium Falcon, he thinks it's a piece of junk. Similarly to how we would react if we were supposed to have a dope getaway vehicle and we saw a souped up Honda Civic, we'd be like, oh, what a piece of trash.
But it's just pure ignorance.
Pure ignorance.
Like, wow, this car sucks.
Don't judge a car by its look.
Or
the Millennium Falcon.
Or a book by its cover. Somebody told me that the other day. I was like, what? Don't judge a book by its cover? It's a pretty good one. It's stuck with me ever since. Don't judge a book by its cover. Anyways, we got another segment coming up for you. This segment is called The Fresh Perspective and involves Dalton speaking about a topic that I would like to give him right now. And that topic is the band Animal Collective.
Hey James, what do you want to talk about Animal Collective?
When did you first discover this band?
I think I was around 7th grade. My sister, her boyfriend at the time was really into them. And so she was just discovering them too. And she told me to check them out on Spotify, so I did. And I liked them. I wasn't super enamored right away. It took a couple listens of a few of their albums that
The Growers. The Growers.
Yeah, they just grew on me. And now they're by far my favorite band.
There you go. For context, that is the group of who artisted the song known as Fireworks, which is the song we used to begin the show. And you know, ever since being children of 18 years old, these boys were making critically acclaimed records that stopped people in their tracks. Go check them out.
Stop them.
People were walking,
they paused
in the middle of the street,
in the middle of their tracks.
It's like this is a potential public safety. Whenever anyone makes music that's too good, it is a potential public safety
risk,
because people might, who knows what people are going to do, who knows what people are going to react to it, you know what I mean? They might do something dangerous, they might out of excitement have a heart attack. You know what I mean? That's why one of the biggest problems in America, you know, second to the squirrel issue, is artists doing too well and causing people to inevitably die. So
it's a matter of public safety. And in speaking of public safety, and of course, under the umbrella of that public service, we have an announcement.
A public service announcement on WMFO Educational Radio, read by Matt McDermott, the man himself.
All right, I got something for you guys today. This is okay.
A PSA.
I gotta get warmed up for this. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Are you tired of airplane noise? Call Massport Noise Complaint Line at 617-561-3333. That is 617-561-3333. or visit us online at www.bostonwestfairskies.org/noise-complaints.html. Please help stop this abuse. At times, hundreds of planes a day fly over the same neighborhood, schools, playgrounds, and homes, as many as one every minute. Negative consequences include air pollution, noise pollution, sleep deprivation, high blood pressure, delayed patient recovery, and animal distress. Make our skies fair for all. Join Boston West Fair Skies today. www.bostonwestfairskies.org. Check website for next meeting.
Wow. That is the most Tufts Radio PSA I have ever seen.
Yo, but I kind of feel that, though. You know, like,
yeah, there's something to that.
There's something to that. If I'm living in a high traffic place, and you know, I live very close to the train, the T train that passes by the Medford Somerville area, and every night at 2 a.m., I will hear a train going by with a loud whistle, and you know, it can be annoying at times, and I noise complaints.
Right, it's a shame.
I'm never going to file one, but good-o.
But anyway,
yo, I actually,
let's take the damn planes out of the sky.
Yes. Hyperloop.
Hyperloop.
Yeah, Elon why don't Musk. They just go around places where people live, you know? It's easy.
Elon Musk. Yeah, man. There's a very Elon Musk in the air about right now. I'll tell you what. It's a very... I would describe this Musk as Elon.
Like the university.
Elon University. People go to Elon University, they're like, there's a Musk in the air. Sounds musky. It smells like an Elon Musk.
To those interested in Elon Musk and supporting his endeavors, this is a little bit of my own PSA to you all. The price of a single share of Tesla has dropped since October 18th from 365, where it had been holding steady for a couple months, 365, 380, about.
Right.
It dropped on October 18th. Down to $298. It dropped even lower at some points.
Well,
so to all those young investors who want to invest in the future, want to invest in Mars, invest in mankind, and invest in Elon Musk, now is your opportunity to hop aboard the hype train.
Pretty good time to do it.
Buy Tesla stock. Price can only
by Lance HK.
Go up.
Hop on the Musk bus.
I'm pretty sure if more people start buying, that means the stock goes up, which would mean my own portfolio goes up. So maybe I'm just doing myself a favor.
You're doing a little bit of a pump and dump, HK. Do you know the laws against that?
What's a pump and dump?
I'm gonna have you in hot water very soon.
In hot water.
All right, guys, I got a next
like a sauna.
Like a next call for our viewers. Next question, okay? We're gonna have a document-based question. You're gonna have no less than 3 quotes, and I'm gonna need well thought out responses. You're gonna need an intro paragraph, 3 body paragraphs, and a conclusion. Whether Lance is a benevolent good Samaritan or a robber baron.
Yo, I had the same, oh my god, humanities class, that topic. It's either one or the other.
You're a beautiful robber philanthropist or a robber baron. You are nothing
Captains
in between.
Of industry.
Yeah, is Lance, okay, viewers, is Lance HK a captain of industry or a robber baron?
Hey, why can't I be the captain of the robber barons?
that's an answer.
For context, in the early 20th century, there was much debate over whether the industry titans of the time were nothing but robber barons exploiting the common man, or captains of industry who were, you know, doing great stuff and really just bringing America along.
A little bit of more context in the 20th 17, Sean O'Neill Classic, Birdseed Remix, featuring Ray Goose and ASAP Marty. Lance was referred to as a robber. So
there you go.
I believe we have a caller now.
Unfortunately, we can't take that call on the air. It's illegal. But anyways, Elon Musk, back to the topic. How do you think he's dealing with this, with this Tesla stock? Do you think he's worried at all?
Honestly, I think he's become such a public figure and like almost a sight of not even colloquial wisdom, but just like accepted, deep, thought out, you know, perspective. He has such a deep, thought out perspective that anyone will take his word and elevate it to a level that I don't know that it merits. He's done some incredible things, but like to have continual success at some of the bold projects he's proposing. I mean, going to Mars privately funded, going to LA to Las Vegas in a matter of how fast is the
30 minutes?
30 minutes. Wow.
I think that Elon Musk has time and time again proven that when he makes these bold claims, he has put significant thought, effort, and planning into these plans and has shown that he executes them. We have a well-documented history of Elon Musk's success, and a success where people thought that there was nothing to be had. So I think at this point, to start doubting Elon Musk is to doubt
innovation. Yeah.
And you were essentially saying that
he's the ultimate entrepreneur. He has to be. PayPal, Venmo, that's all him.
But and especially that he has succeeded so many times, and he has always put forth rather outrageous claims followed by pretty detailed plans and followed through with them to the T. So at this point, if you keep saying that he's full of himself, he's lying, you're just going against what history has told you so far.
That's fair. Empiricism is important.
Absolutely. It's the scientific method.
Can I segue into the next topic?
Absolutely.
So this summer I was with my dad, and my dad's an avid skier, and he showed me this documentary. I'd never seen anything like this. This Japanese dude skied down Mount Everest.
That's ridiculous.
He skied, at high altitude, freezing temperatures. This guy just decided, hey, I want to ski down the highest, one of the most dangerous mountains in the whole world.
Right.
And he did it.
How did it go? Give me some details about this. Was it a continuous thing? Was it a...
So he didn't do it all in one day. But I did watch the documentary. It was a lot of sliding. I mean, it's a
right.
lot of ice.
Right, right.
And it's pretty treacherous, avalanches, glaciers. But honestly, to have the idea, number one, to do
right.
it and then actually execute and then document it, pretty impressive.
Definitely. Yeah, you can't expect like, oh, I'm going to make a ski movie out of this one. Down Everest.
Unrelated, well, sort of related, but do any of you guys watch the Bodie Miller films? You see those every year?
Bodie Miller.
Bodie.
I used to go with my dad, shouts out Chris McDermott, every year when the new Bodie Miller film came out, and we'd see that and just like, they perfect, like, get you ready for ski season. Like, late November they come out, like, super exciting stuff from the last year, and I cannot wait to ski. Shouts out Gore Mountain, by the way.
Yo, were you really talking about Bodie Miller, the Olympic skier? Or is it somebody else? Hey, just arrived in the studio. We have esteemed WMFO exec board member, Sean Ockdog, here for a guest appearance. What do you have to say, Sean?
Answer the phone.
Warren Miller.
Hey, there you go. Well, you're here now.
Yes, I am.
We got you in studio. So, I would just like to ask you this one question. What is your greatest achievement in life?
Yo, go back to my Instagram from 2015 in the summer, and there's a picture there. You'll know what it is.
Everybody, go to Sean's Instagram. Check it out. You'll know what it is.
Jackson inspired my Instagram name.
How did I do that?
I had a jewel but no pod, and it was charged, and you had a jewel with a pod but no charge. And then you were like, what's that thing that plants and animals do, you know, ooh, when they you know, give each other a little bit and get something back? And I was like, you mean symbiosis?
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed my Instagram name to Symbiosis.
Amazing.
There you go.
We all need each other.
Symbiosis.
The inspiration is in the air. You know what I mean?
There's a creative atmosphere permeating the Tufts campus.
What a lovely world that we live in.
What a wonderful world.
Anyways, I'd like to bang this song for y'all. This song is called In Your Eyes by Bad Bad Not Good. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that tune. A lovely selection. Indeed. You know, I really enjoyed myself while listening to that track. You know what I mean?
It was
definitely a net positive.
We could do some dancing.
anyways, you know what I mean? To segue into the last segment of the show.
What's the last segment of this show?
You know what I mean? Every show we do this last segment where we talk about something. We talk about something.
Somebody said to me the other day, where do you live? But I heard, what do you love?
What do you love?
Yeah, James, what do you love?
What do I love? You know what I mean? I think human connection. You know what I mean? Eating food. Sexual intercourse. You know what I mean? Seeing my children born for the first time. You know what I mean?
As opposed to the second time. I'd like to see my children born for the second time.
That's true.
It's like
I would like to see that.
Go back and watch the film.
No, I'm at, yeah, sure.
Do you mean that your second,
like,
your second,
like,
child?
Being reborn? No, like, be present for a spiritual rebirth of my child.
But when they're born the second time, would they be more fully grown, and would they come out as like a fully grown person?
I feel like it really depends on the character of the experience.
Would you be more fully grown?
I think I definitely would be.
Okay, so in this secondary,
it's definitely
scenario,
not an altruistic thing. It's definitely a self-interested thing.
Okay, so but in this scenario,
yeah,
you are more mature and advanced as a person.
I think ultimately every day proves that everyone is a little bit more advanced as a person. You know, we're here, we're doing it.
By definition, of course.
Yeah, no, but purely within the context of a spiritual second birth, I think all parties involved benefit in some way or another.
I think, honestly, Tufts is one of the most self-improvement...
No, but going off your self-improvement.
Yeah.
I just think that a lot of kids here are focused on personal development. And...
Yo, plug the aux back in.
Sorry for that, a little delay in the music there. But we're back.
No, but
I agree.
Yeah, just what I was saying. I constantly find people who are trying to better themselves, either in getting into more music, getting more curious academically. I mean, honestly, everyone at Tufts has this niche little thing that they're just so interested in, mm-hmm. that to a person that doesn't go here or doesn't like understand, you know, intellectual curiosity, it comes off as totally weird.
Yes.
Completely weird.
You might even say it's quirky.
It's quirky. A quirky environment, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An insatiable desire to do something
cool.
That's not, yeah. And then that's not just, you know,
like,
what I mean?
Like what
living
I'm saying,
normal life.
I'm saying the kids who ride down Packard and Talbot Avenue on those electric longboards, props to those kids. I mean,
that is dangerous AF.
No, but also it's just, you know, some people might look at you and be like, wow, that kid's putting himself out there. But at the same time, that kid's also riding up a hill at 20 miles an hour and you're walking.
Right. So. It's unbelievable.
No, but I've seen these guys, and there's one guy who definitely takes his time. Like, I've been walking, and there's this guy on one of those electric skateboards who's, like, obeying traffic laws and, like, not going very fast and being very careful. Because I remember my orientation week, some dude busted his head. Like, it was going full speed down Latin Way on one of those electric skateboards, and the brakes cut out or it died or something.
Right.
And he just ate it.
How long have those been a thing? Because I literally have never seen them until this year.
No, there was definitely a kid my freshman year who rode one around, but I don't think he was, like, I don't think it was a through the whole winter thing.
Right.
I feel like it's a very seasonal thing.
I think the proportion, or no, more the likelihood of me falling this winter on a bike, skidding down a hill, is 1 out of 0. I mean, there's no way that's not going to happen.
Wait, did you just break the universe? Did you just divide by 0?
Yeah, exactly. It's undefined.
So the chance is undefined?
Yeah.
The limit does not exist.
The limit does not exist.
Self-improve. Never stop.
Yeah.
Work hard, play hard.
Yeah. On a related topic, recently I was involved in a very interesting encounter with a van where I was riding my bicycle down the street brakes gave out or just don't work very well, and I'm, you know, a fool for riding that bike anyway. But I hit a van with my bicycle. My bicycle went under the van, was hit by the van, and I fell to the ground, receiving numerous scratches. And the dude came out and was like completely freaked out, like, oh my god, I've hit a bicyclist, a cyclist. And I was like,
I mean, that's the truth.
I'm a dumbass, I'm sorry. I'm just gonna put my bike in the grass and walk to the gym. Thanks for the support, though. He's like, you wanna ride? You wanna ride? You need medical attention, man. And I'm like, I think I'm just gonna go to track practice right now and accept the fact that I'm a dumbass for having done that and having ridden that bike that doesn't have brakes on it.
A friend of mine was on College or Boston, you know, College Avenue, like right outside the station, I feel like.
Right.
And was on a skateboard, it's longboard, indicated like, I'm turning left, but I guess that they meant like, the driver interpreted that as like, I'm pulling over, but like, did a hook out to the right and then a slide into the middle of the street to like, slow down, you know what I mean? Like, slow down, turn, but the car didn't think he was gonna do the slide to brake, and so just, it pumped the gas because the car was trying to pass him, but he came right out. This dude got hit, fell down, popped his shoulder out, just got up, nonchalant, bored in half, popped the shoulder back in, was like, all good, and still got to class on time.
Unbelievable. Impressive. Unbelievable.
Impressive.
Just, bit the bullet, popped that shoulder right back in.
Ridiculous. Every single...
Resilient.
Intelligent being can relate to the experience of... Or just about every person can relate to the experience of getting hurt. So it's like...
Physically, emotionally.
Physically.
Okay.
And emotionally.
I've popped my like, shoulder back into place. It's not fun.
Right.
Yeah, but you can't pop your heart back into place.
That's true.
True.
Just listen to 808s. You might be able to do it.
Anyway, I got to change your background music. Here comes some Flying Lotus for you all. Hope you enjoy.
Hope you astral project.
Yeah, I do. I do hope you astral project. Yeah. But yeah, enjoy this background music for the next 4 minutes. But anyway, I just like to say to you guys, it's been a pleasure talking to you on the radio today. WMFO 91.5 FM. That's the radio I'm talking about.
The realest radio.
We're talking about anything is possible radio because anything is possible. And, it's just a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be living on Earth. It's the only chance you get. And...
Unless you're born again.
Unless you're born again. Until that day, every day goes by. And realize that is one of the finite number of days that you get, and every day you are experiencing a relatively significant percentage of your entire life. If you look at it as that being your entire life and your only shot you get at living, you know what I mean? So it's like, anything is possible. You know what I mean?
Mm.
What I'm saying is, listen to WMFO, chill out, listen to some tunes, have a good time.
Down.
And also listen to like Flying Lotus and
Corona's the Terminator or whatever that one's called. I forget.
Listen to that song too. Just do it all.
Do the astral plane.
Do the astral plane. Remember to just live life to the fullest. You know what I mean? Do the astral plane. Just get up in the morning. Do your work,
and then try as hard as possible. 11 PM.
Yeah, dude. But in the time you got, try as hard as possible to have a good time, to have the best life you could possibly imagine.